It is my pleasure now to invite on stage a dear brother, a friend, Sajid Hussain, who is essentially the brand ambassador of Fresh Start, the one that facilitated the marriage conference, a person that is professional, a loving brother, whose concern is about the Ummah, inshallah. And on your behalf, I accord to him a very, very warm, it's actually a hot welcome to Durban, Sajid.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. MashaAllah, it's beautiful to be in Durban and a nice hot weather, sunny day like today, MashaAllah. As Uncle mentioned, a lot of times we live life without a purpose, and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides you a purpose, there's nothing better in life than to wake up and do what you're meant to be doing. I started with a friend of mine, Waqar Khan, mashallah, in 2015 to do something that was called the marriage conference. We did the marriage conference on Valentine's Day, the day of zina, the day our children, our brothers, our sisters are involved in celebrating, a day where the shaitan rejoices. It's sad to see that a lot of the Muslims today around the world know more about Valentine's than they do about their own prophets and their own religion. So we embarked on this journey where we were going to not only engage but educate the Muslim Ummah around the world on the institute of marriage. Because what is marriage? It's not about the wedding day, it's about a journey in life. It's not about two people, it's about families that connect. And alhamdulillah, this is what goes on for generations and so forth. If you have a happy home, you have a happy working environment around you. But if your home is destroyed within, it makes it very difficult for you to also have a stronger environment outside your home, which you can actually prosper in as well. So alhamdulillah, we started the marriage conference in Malaysia on Valentine's Day. And the success of it, alhamdulillah, only Allah can bring together. As a result of the marriage conference, we went around the world and we delivered our very first marriage conference here in South Africa last year. Actually, just out of interest, did any of you come to the marriage conference in Johannesburg last year? Hands up. MashaAllah, sisters. Always the sisters, brothers. SubhanAllah. Okay, we'll get to it, inshallah. So the marriage conference we did last year, alhamdulillah, we did not know the success. And how do you measure success? You know, it's what the impact that takes place in lives. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the opportunity. And so we started with the marriage conference and we're bringing it back. And obviously you see flyers on your chairs about the next marriage conference that's coming. When we did the marriage conference, I had a few brothers and sisters that contacted me and saying, what about Durban? You know, there are Muslims that live outside Johannesburg. And I was like, okay, I hear you. But as you can imagine, we just can't do everything everywhere. Now, what I did do, I did promise, it was a sister, I did say to the sister, we are going to come to Durban. And alhamdulillah, Allah is witness, we are here today. And this is what brings us here, is something called Fresh Start. Under Happy Marriage, we have three main products. We have the marriage conference itself. We have Soul Seekers, where we help brothers and sisters find marriage partners in a halal environment. There's no window shopping. People don't even know your name. That's how secure this whole event is. And inshallah, we'll bring it to Durban soon enough. But we have a third product, which is called Fresh Start. And Fresh Start is something that we created, myself, Sheikh Yahya, and Brother Waqar, on the basis that we need to stop our busy lives and just press that button from time to time, which would not only energize us, but gives us another purpose. Most of the time, when we do this, it's the month of Ramadan. You know yourselves, all of a sudden Ramadan's coming, the excitement's in the air, the masjids are full, your iman is like oozing. You know, you're so nice to everybody, so as soon as Ramadan's gone, the shaitan's out. I mean, subhanAllah, after Eid day, everything goes crazy. Eid Salah in the morning and cinemas and nightclubs in the evening. And this is happening amongst our own ummah. Now, brothers and sisters, I am not saying this is a South Africa problem. But what I am saying, this is a ummah problem. You know, around the world, I come from Malaysia, I live in Malaysia, from the UK. In Malaysia, there's a divorce that takes place once every 10 minutes. That's ridiculous. I mean, amongst the Muslims themselves, these are very startling rates of divorce and the length of divorce and so forth. So we know how important it is. And alhamdulillah, our purpose through Fresh Start is to offer Muslims, brothers and sisters like yourself around the world, access to these type of forums where not only can they become inspired, but also apply these lessons. Because wallahi, if you walk out from here today at 2:30, 3 o'clock and haven't applied a single thing you hear, may Allah have mercy on you. Because this talk, this seminar is going to bring you to tears. Any of the prophets that the Shaykh is going to be talking about, you will be able to relate at least a story from them to your own lives. It's a God's honest truth in this matter. So please be attentive and listen. Amazing stories that you're about to hear, not from myself or the Shaykh, but from the Quran itself. And you'll have fun. So brothers and sisters, just to say thank you once again for welcoming us to Durban. Also like to thank the Al-Kawthar team, mashallah, who are doing a great job in supporting us, the venue, and all the volunteers as well. So Jazakallah Haran, take care, and I'll see you all at the marriage conference. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Jazakumullah, Sajid. What can I say about our guest? I had the good fortune of sharing the platform with him, spending time with him, staying with him. And I've heard this program, it's my fourth experience. The first time it was in Malaysia. Allah has blessed him with a heart that is giving, with a mind that has with it wisdom and an insight that all of us can share. There are three qualities, they say, sincere speakers have and scholars. The Greeks call it ethos, logos, and pathos. Ethos is, what is his credibility? Who is he to speak to us? What kind of authority he is? Then you have what you call pathos. Pathos is the most important aspect, is the ability to tell a story. And the Quran is replete with stories. The ability to engage you in the story, the ability for you to participate vicariously in the lives of the individuals of such a story. Then you have logos. What facts or evidence does it bring to bear? And alhamdulillah, I can say with conviction that our beloved guest has all of these three attributes. Where's he from? He's Canadian, Egyptian, now, alhamdulillah, is in Perth, Australia. He's the assistant principal of Langford High School. He's the Islamic chaplain in Perth at the University of Western Australia. And on your behalf, I want to say to you, Sheikh, we welcome you to this country. You have become an integral part of our life. And inshallah, inshallah, it is my prayer, inshallah, that all of you, when you go back, they say, psychologists have said, if you do not change within 48 hours after a presentation, it's unlikely you're going to change. So inshallah, put your hands up. Are you prepared to reflect and change, inshallah? Inshallah. Those who don't have your hands up, I'm assuming you're feeling very cold or something like that. Anyway, Sheikh Yahya.
Thank you, uncle.